January 22, 1973. In one of its most controversial rulings, the U.S. Supreme Court legalizes abortion in the landmark case of Roe v. Wade. Also that same year,
"For in your time, we have the opportunity to move not only toward the rich society and the powerful society, but upward to the great society."
Former President Lyndon Johnson dies in Texas at age 64. Johnson's legacy includes civil rights laws, domestic programs such as Medicare, and an expansion of the Vietnam War that divided the nation. 1998, Theodore Kaczynski pleads guilty to being the Unabomber. In return, he gets life in prison without parole. Kaczynski's brother, David.
"We are finally at a place where we can begin a process of healing."
1901, Britain's Queen Victoria, whose more than 50-year rule saw the British Empire reach its peak, dies at age 82. 1953, Arthur Miller's drama The Crucible opens on Broadway. Set during the Salem witch trials, the play takes aim at McCarthyism and the Red Scare of the 1950s. And 1968.
"And now, folks, it's Suck It to Me time."
And you bet your sweet Bippy, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, the TV comedy classic from the counterculture era, premieres on NBC. Today in history, January 22nd. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press.